Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
So, how do you irritate or get on the nerves of a narcissistic person? Use discretion, of course. And if you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist. And welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. So, welcome back, folks. Yes. How do you irritate a narcissistic person? Yeah, so like I said in the beginning, use discretion, okay? Some narcissistic people will become irate if you use these tactics on them. They just will. They will become irate. They might actually try to harm you or do harm to you or something along those lines. So you have to be careful in these situations when you're doing these techniques. Oh, narcissistic people, toxic people, whoever, you know. So one way to irritate a narcissistic person or to get on their nerves a little bit, to razz them a little bit, again, use discretion, is to just become super agreeable with them, y'all. If they're insulting you, if they're trying to put you down, if they're just calling you names consistently or trying to hurt your feelings, just say, yeah, okay, cool. Anything else? That's all you got? No, don't say that's all you got. That might be a trigger point right there to make them get super, super angry. But just become super agreeable with them. Just like if they call you crazy, yep, the craziest. If they call you the B word, yep, the itchiest, you know what I mean? So in that situation right there, so just become agreeable with them, you know, because that strips away them. That typically strips them of their power, because if it's not hurting your feelings, if you're not giving them the reaction that they're looking for, they tend to back down. So again, some of them will become irate and try to get angry at you and things of that nature, you know, because when you become agreeable with them, it's not hurting your feelings. It might actually hurt your feelings, but you're not giving them the reaction that they want. You're not crying. There's not a tear. You're not saying, okay, yeah, cool. That's what it is. And there's not a tear or two running down the side of your face, because they can say some extremely mean things to you. Because when you become agreeable with them, y'all, when they don't see you when you're not giving them the reaction that they want, they tend to escalate the insults, you know. Instead of just calling you fat or something like that, body shaming you, too skinny, whatever it is, you know, talking about your sexuality, whatever it is, if that doesn't work, they might start talking about your childhood trauma. That's why your daddy left. That's why your mama wasn't around. That's why they used to beat your ass as a kid. That's why they abandoned you. You see what I'm saying? They'll start saying things like that. Be like, yeah, cool. That's what they did. Y'all, it strips them of their power. It just does. Because you, right here, not only does it irritate them, it actually gives you if you haven't seen them for who they are yet, this is when you get to see them for who they actually are in this situation. Yes, you can take this as an opportunity to get to know who you're actually dealing with, because they will show you how they really feel and what they really think when you become agreeable with them. They'll just start becoming meaner and meaner and meaner. And like I said, sometimes you have to use discretion in these places, because they might start, some of them might get irate and put their hands on you. You know, I posted a short video about this, and a lot of people in the comment section said, oh, they used to be my favorite tactic to get them to leave me alone. And then some, because they would get so irritated and become so frustrated that they were not getting the reaction they wanted. They would just leave me alone. But then other people in the comment section said, I would do the same thing. They would become irritated. But then I got a black eye. Or then I ended up in the hospital or something along those lines. This is the opportunity for you to, they will show you who they really are right here, y'all. If they put their, you know, they absolutely will. Because the reason this technique works right here, y'all, because narcissistic people love getting reaction from you. They're like that's one of the things that they just gives them a high. Like, they love the reactions from you. They love it when you are yelling and screaming at them. They love it when you are throwing things at them. They love it when you are crying and boohoo crying and trying to hit them or something like that. They love it when you're calling your friends and family because they hurt your feelings. They love, y'all, they love the reactions from you. So your goal here is to strip the power from them by not giving them the reactions. They hate it when you just agree with everything, because if they are used to this technique, if they are used to trying to hurt your feelings by just saying mean things to you, and then you crying or you going to sleep or you running away, they're used to that right there, right? They're used to it, you know? So they'll keep doing it over and over again. That's one technique to irritate a narcissist. Another one, y'all, another technique to irritate a narcissist is gray rocking. Gray rocking is not becoming super agreeable to them. It's just removing your emotional reactions to anything that they are doing. You know, even the good stuff that they do. Gray rocking works on a lot of narcissistic people. Again, y'all, use discretion, because if you gray rock narcissistic people, the wrong one, they'll get mad at you. Because gray rocking is becoming, it's like, think of a rock, y'all. A rock that might be out in your driveway. It's boring. It's a gray rock. It's just all it is. It's a rock. That's what you do. Rocks don't have emotions. Rocks are stiff. Rocks don't move, right? Rocks don't fight back unless they are thrown and whatnot, or jettisoned, or shot at somebody, you know, or put in a slingshot at somebody. So gray rocking can irritate a narcissist as well, y'all. It just will. This can help you survive right here, because gray rocking, you remove your emotional reactions to even the good stuff, y'all. You know, even the good stuff, because the good stuff that they do, they are trying to get you to connect to them. They're trying to get you to reestablish a connection with them. They're trying to get you to be happy and let your guard down, because boom, they got you. Gray rocking is, you know, you are somewhat agreeable to them. You just treating them like anybody else. You know, just, oh, okay, that's cool. That works. You know, just basic sentences. You're pretty much becoming boring. But be careful again, because when you become boring, they're like, what the hell is wrong with you? Why are you talking like that? Why are you acting like that? Why you act like a robot? It should call it gray robot, you know, because you are a robot. I'm an empathetic robot here to remove my emotional reactions to you. You see, that's how you can survive right there. They help. Gray rocket is not supposed to be used over a long period of time either, y'all, because they can start to have effects on you, because you want to be human and have human interactions and whatnot with people. But like, none of these should be used for a long period of time. They're just survival techniques to irritate a narcissistic person, to get them to leave you alone. You know, to just rattle their soul a little bit, to make them just, you know, to bug them, you know, just to razz them a little bit, because you want to razz them. Razz and jazz. You know what I mean? Razzy jazzy. That's what you want to do. That's the type of stuff you want to do, the narcissistic people. Another thing, yeah, and I'll just say this right here, before I hop to the next one, just be careful. Just be careful, because like, you just never know how this person is going to react, how these people are going to react to you, you know. But the main thing that irritates a narcissist, toxic person, a-hole's soul is, drum roll, what is your guess? Put your guess in the comment section. No contact. Going no contact. Cutting off access to you. Cutting their access off. Severing communication. Ending their trial run. Your free trial is over. You got to pay for the rest. You know, that's what it is. No contact is the greatest way to irritate a narcissistic person's soul. I promise you. How does narcissists feel when you go no contact? They could lose their damn minds, because if they're not ready for the relationship to end and you go no contact, their minds, they are losing their minds because they think you're with somebody else. Again, y'all, I hate the fact that I have to say use discretion when you go no contact, because you should be able to go no contact. just freely, because you should be able to cut off access to you freely, because you're a human being who, you know, you have autonomy over your own self. But that narcissistic person doesn't want you to have autonomy. They want to control you, right? So the fact that they want to control you says a lot. They don't want you, like, when you go no contact, they're thinking you out here getting you clapping cheeks or getting your cheeks clapped by somebody else. They think you out here messing around. They think you're moving on, or you finally somebody better than them. No contact activates the shame center in a narcissistic person. Shame grows in the dark. That's one thing a lot of people have to realize, that shame absolutely grows in the dark. So when you cut narcissistic people off, you take your light away from them. So they're now in the darkness of themselves, and this shame is growing in the dark. The insecurities are bubbling over. You see, they're in the darkness by themselves. The insecurities are bubbling over. They can't handle it. They don't know what comes next. They don't know what to do. They don't know what you're doing. That's why you see this a lot of times in this stage right here, when you go no contact, they start to beg and plead and cry and want to come back and things like that. Please, I'll change for you. Please, just come back home, baby. Please, I'll change myself. I'll change the stuff that I did. I'll do all of this stuff. I'll do all this stuff correctly. Please, I'll go to therapy. Please, baby, please come home. Please, 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 please. You know, because some people can't handle it. I'm just telling you, of course, you have to be careful, because this when you go no contact, you block them on everything. They might start stalking you. They might start trying to pop up at your job. They might start trying to pop up at your house. They might start emailing you constantly. They might change email addresses. They might do fake emails. They might do fake phone numbers. They might call your friends and family. They might threaten to unalive themselves. They might end up in the hospital and try to get you to come see them in the hospital. Y'all, they no holds barred. If I say you have to use discretion in using all of these methods to irritate their soul, but no contact is their greatest way. Yeah, you can become super agreeable with them, and that irritates their soul. That messes with them. You know, you can, what did I say? You can gray rock them, because gray rocking is typically used when you're in preparation to leave, because you don't want to be gray rocking for 2-3 years, y'all, or 10 years. Gray rocking is just like, they probably can do some mental stuff to you, because you're removing your emotional reactions to this person. And if this person is the person you see the most, you communicate with the most, you see how that can affect you greatly, you know? So in these spaces right here, you have to be careful. Take some time for yourself. Be careful. Like, you know, just, and, you know, and love you. Love you. Love you. You know, because you have to take this is you taking a stand. You know, again, y'all, I'm a diagnosed narcissist. And like I said, I know people might react negatively to the title and to this video. They're like, well, Lee, you trying to get people hurt? No, I'm not trying to get people hurt. That's not what I'm trying to do. That's why I said use discretion. You know, use discretion, because like when you start to use these methods, they might start to switch methods up. They might get irritated, and then they might try to love bomb you, right? They might try to love bomb you. They might try to appeal to your other senses. They might try to threaten to leave you. They might do a whole bunch of different stuff. But this is how you just mess with them a little bit, y'all. They mess with you. Fight back sometimes, you know. Be safe. Be careful. Of course, like and subscribe for more. Mental Healness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book. Remember, it's not your fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.